Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 7th, 2023. And it has been a busy one. We just completed a wonderful week that was dedicated for those with traumatic brain injuries. This is a respite cure weekend when we have campers traveling to lots of exciting destinations. So let's get started. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past week, again, has been dedicated to those campers with traumatic brain injuries. This all started back in the early 80s when a group of us were doing RAGBRAI, and we met at the Lane home in Humboldt, Iowa. There was a doctor from Waterloo, myself, and several others, and Shirley Lane told us the story of her son, Bill. Bill was a straight-A student on the intramural football team, had everything going for him in 7th grade. He got up on a Sunday morning getting ready to go to church, and he didn't know where he was. He was rushed from Humboldt to the Fort Dodge Hospital on down to Iowa City, where they determined that a viral infection had gone into his brain, which caused a brain injury. It was a tough situation because Bill did not fit into the campers with mental disabilities, and he didn't really fit in with the physically disabled. He was in a unique situation of his own. Thus, we got together this concept of starting the Iowa Brain Injury Association, which has now touched the lives of thousands of individuals. A wonderful organization, and it was great to have Bill Lane out here this past week to be with us, as he has been for over 40 years now. This is also a respite cure weekend, and the camp is having a wonderful time doing Halloween-type activities all weekend. Our travel campers have been traveling all over. One of their big stops here recently has been the Bloomsbury Farm. They had a full day of all kinds of activities, festivals, hay rides, games, you name it. Also, a group of campers headed over to the Paramount, where they enjoyed a Disney show, a live band, and so much more. And we got some big trips coming up that we'll tell you more about here in the future. We always appreciate those organizations that give us the opportunity to tell folks about Camp Courageous. A big thank you to Roy Schultz from the Cedar Rapids Elks Club. We had a wonderful time at their fish fry, and they presented Camp Courageous with a nice check. The Cedar Rapids Elks have been longtime supporters of the camp. Also had a super time at the St. Paul's United Methodist Church in Williamsburg. Our good friend Jim Fells, board member, came over and joined me where we gave a program about Camp Courageous, a wonderful organization. Wow, did they go out and collect all kinds of things for the camp along with financial support, and they've been doing that for many, many years. A big thank you to them. Once again, if you'd like a program about Camp Courageous given to your particular group, get a hold of Camp Courageous at 319-465-5916 or get a hold of us online at campcourageous.org. Our fundraisers are going on right now. Of course, the Manchester Garage Sale continues to go strong. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, they are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Run by over 100 incredible volunteers, you can find anything you want there at the Manchester Garage Sale. And a big thank you to all the volunteers, all those that bring things to the garage sale. It's a number one fundraiser for Camp Courageous. We continue to sell raffle tickets for our 2013 Fiat 500. You can see it right now at the Market Fresh here in Monticello, right on the corner. There's several ways that you can end up being a winner. You can buy a ticket. Tickets are only $25. For that, you can get them online at campcourageous.org. For the person that sells the most tickets, there'll be a $250 gift card for Fairway. And also, if you're part of an organization you would like to help us sell tickets, the organization or company that sells the most tickets will also get a $250 gift card. A big thank you to Eloise Dennis for donating that beautiful card to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous currently has the position of marketing director open. If it's time to bring more meaning and purpose into your life, looking for a place that when you give up yourself, it comes back to you many times over, this could be the job for you. The marketing director position is a heartwarming position where the job is to inform others about all the wonderful things that is Camp Courageous. When it's surrounded by good and caring people who are used to going the extra mile to bring happiness and joy into the lives of others. For most of the Camp Courageous staff, which includes many volunteers who can't wait to get to work in the morning, knowing they are making a difference in the lives of thousands. Camp Courageous has grown from a dream 50 years ago to an organization that bases its growth on a genuine love for our work and integrity. It's a great team to work with, it's got a great history, and we're very optimistic with the right person and a tremendous future. So give it some consideration. If you know someone that might be interested in the marketing director position at Camp Courageous, let them be aware. Big Square Dance benefit here at camp this coming Sunday, October the 8th. It's the East Central Federation and the Cedar Valley Callers Association will sponsor the 33rd annual Square Dance benefit right here at Camp Courageous in the Sill Barn. It'll be going from 1:30 to 4 o'clock. We'd love to have you be a part of that. We also have the big Halloween trail and dance for campers. It's October 19th from 6 p.m. to 8:30. It'll be in the main lodge, all kinds of dancing, miniature golf, zipline, costume contest, a great time for all. Memorials this past week were loved ones have asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous and include Mary Lynch from Cedar Rapids. Mary is the sister of our good friend Don Berger up in Jessup. Had a chance to go to that visitation and a great family. The needed items is anything related to Halloween costumes, candy, things to give out. Those are the type of things that this month Camp Courageous could use. Anything Halloweenish would be much, much appreciated. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.